I don't know. I guess I just feel sad. You just replaced me. And yeah, her fur is nice. But she isn't me.
Tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
You're listening to The Elias Show on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You can listen online at WRCT.org, and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728.
Another human cloud to bring you down when you blew the last away. And bring out a poison tongue, a plastic crown, but for me they look the same. Sometimes it can get all too much for me, and that's why the photograph gets burnt, throw the match in gasoline. Hey, don't let the ones who hurt you see you cry.
That was Stop the Rain by Ed Sheeran. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of each month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. I got my buddy John here, and he's reading. Are you going to read this right now, or are you saving it?
I don't know, actually.
We don't got all day, John.
Okay, we'll talk about foreclosure rates right now.
Right now? Okay, fine. Let's do it.
All right. So foreclosure rates are rising across the nation, with Pennsylvania ranking as the 18th highest state in foreclosures. Consumers can sometimes prevent foreclosure on their homes before it happens. The nonprofit Pennsylvania Association of Mortgage Brokers offers tips for troubled homeowners to consider before or after they miss a payment. Consumers should communicate with their mortgage broker or lender, who will help them navigate through a foreclosure situation and work out a solution. For more information or to view the consumer tips, visit www.pamb.org.
Wow, that's John, the foreclosure expert. He's on my show. Could not get a more boring guest to come on. I'm just kidding. But John, every week we have a theme on the Eli Show. Every week there's a theme. And okay. Do you think you know the theme from that first song?
No.
All right, we're gonna play another song. We'll see if you get the theme from this song. But I'm a little disappointed, man. Come on, you gotta get the theme. That was Heartbreak Weather by Niall Horan. I hope I'm saying that right. Niall Horan. I mean, hey, if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But, John, do you know what the theme is from that song?
Well, I would have not known, but then you had the theme right on your screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, all right, so here's the story. All right, I put the playlist name had the theme right there. With the which I feel like is a pretty fair thing to name your playlist off of what the theme of the playlist is.
Oh, totally. But like, if you're gonna ask me what the theme is, okay. I think you should hide it from me.
That is true. I probably should have done that. But do you want to say what the theme is?
Well, it was weather.
Well, it's songs about weather.
Songs about weather.
Yeah. Well, it didn't say that, but the theme is songs that have weather, that are weather related. Because it's a beautiful day outside. Is it still beautiful? I was out there quite early.
Well, it is beautiful. All right. Yeah, a bit cold though.
I want to talk about this real quick because you know I went outside early and you did too, and you had coffee and apparently we were at La Prima around the same time.
Yeah,
but I finished my coffee really quickly and you have your coffee like barely, not even halfway drunk.
Okay. So the thing is, this cold brew is like it's very strong.
Yes.
Right? So like, I can't drink this without like, maybe having like, intense bowel movements.
Oh my goodness. All right. And on that note, it is a beautiful day. So the next song we're going to play is The Sun Is Shining.
A simple band of gold wrapped around my soul. Heart forgiven, heart forget. Faith is in our hands. Castles made of sand. No more guessing, no regrets.
So we got some promos here. Reading it out. Give vinyl from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Fridays at 6 p.m. only on WRCT.
Beep, whoop, whoop, beep, beep, beep. Boot up your PC from 2003 and log into Toontown with DJ Oh Boy. DJ, oh boy. Music and adventure every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Oh boy. I definitely need to check that out to see what's going on with that.
I mean, it starts with beep, boop, boop, beep,
beep, beep, boop, boop, beep. All right, John, you are here today because you missed me. I mean, like, let's cut to the facts. You missed me.
Of course I miss you.
Oh, that's sweet. That's so sweet. That's so nice. We lived together freshman year, and you have not yet converted my music taste into yours. I have not converted yours into mine.
Which I think it's going to stay that way.
Yeah, but today he's going to have to listen to my music taste until you get your own show on WRCT, and then I'll be reading your promos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the last song was pretty good, you know.
Wow, thanks. Wow. We're off to a great start. I mean, there's only good vibes here, but I want to ask you, actually, last year we had two sweet mates who were on SDC Buggy. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yes, I did.
What did you hear? Because I heard, like, very quickly from one of them.
Okay, so apparently they cheated, like, a field of vision test, and now they're disqualified from playing at race day.
Reigning champion SDC Buggy is, like, not going to be competing this year.
Which is surprising.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty big deal, but
but also maybe not so surprising. I don't know.
You were floating the idea of possibly, like, joining a buggy team after last year. Whatever happened. I mean, did you? I feel like that would have come up.
So right now I'm kind of trying to do social media for Apex Buggy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But, like, not sure how I feel too much about that right now. And maybe I won't be doing buggy next year. Feels like a lot of big time commitment.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it bigger than you expected?
Yeah.
For social, didn't you say, like, there were some teams that have, like, non-existent social media that you were kind of wanted to, like, join in?
Yeah, I would have liked to join in, but then I realized what the time commitment was, and I was just like, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe this isn't the thing I really want.
Why Apex?
I have friends in Apex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you said it's a huge time commitment, but Are you doing any other clubs or anything?
So currently not. I feel like I'm filled with a lot of classes right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you too busy being a computer science major?
Pretty much.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm right here. I'm trying to join WRCT and pretty much try to get my own show. But I'm also starting up a new club.
Really? Yeah. Well, tell me about that.
A photography club.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, I just kind of realized or saw that we really don't have a photography club, and there's a lot of photographers in campus, and I was just like, okay, we need a club.
How do you know that there are a lot of photographers on campus?
I just kind of see them on Instagram. Like, I follow quite a bit of people, and I'm like, oh, they're holding a camera. They have their own photography accounts. I'm like, clearly people would like this. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I got a friend with me to help me out, and then basically, we made an interest form. We even put some posters up, which you might see around right now, because we just them up last week.
Wow. Yeah, no, are you, like, are you interested in pursuing photography more?
I mean, definitely. Like, I do like photography and would like to see, well, I would like to go somewhere with it. But right now, this is more like an experiment. Just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. Just want to build a community.
How did your passion for photography, like, come about?
So it kind of started with, like, more of a passion of movies first.
Okay.
And so, like, back in high school, I would talk to, like, my teachers, or specifically this one teacher, and I would talk about movies with him, and I'm like, I really like how, like, these films look and stuff, and then I was like, maybe one day I could become, like, a cinematographer or whatever. And he was like, oh, well, you should become, like, a photographer first. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like pretty logical to do. So then I just kind of looked into it, and I was like, you know, this seems cool. I want to try this out. And then just started out from there.
And it stuck.
Yeah.
So did you keep going towards, like, cinematography or, like, towards film?
So not exactly. I kind of just stuck to photography.
Really?
Yeah. I think I just, like, I feel like cinematography seems, like, a bit harder to get into, especially with, like, the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And photography is more of, like, doing my own thing.
Right.
Just because I don't have to, like, work on a set with some people, or I could just take my own photos anywhere.
Right.
Unless I get commissioned, but I don't know if that would happen.
Right.
So.
Do you have your own, do you have your own, like, equipment to do that?
I have a couple of cameras, some equipment's back home, And, well, that's kind of hard to bring over.
Because iPhone cameras are surprisingly, like, good.
No, they are. I've taken some pictures with my phone that come out pretty good. Just mm-hmm. that sometimes they don't look the way I want them to.
Right. So do you think that this club, I mean, you said that you were very interested in, like, you're starting this club, but you are interested in building a community. Do you think you are finding people who are more experienced in photography, or is it like, are you trying to who you can learn from, or are you just trying to, like, meet other people, or what's the vibe here?
I think I'm just trying to meet other people. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's going to be people that I think are better than me, and there's people that are going to be maybe slightly worse than me. I don't know, but I just kind of want to have fun. I just want to talk to people, like, either it's about their pictures or what they do. It's all good vibes.
Dude, that's really exciting. I want to go back to computer science for a sec, and mm-hmm. then get these nightmares out of your head for tonight. Did you ever think about studying something other than computer science? Let me just start right there.
Every day.
I meant before you made the decision. I mean, now.
I mean, okay. So, you're asking me if I should have studied something else, right?
I'm asking mm-hmm. if you thought about it beforehand.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, CS at CMU is, like maybe intense, and I'm like
maybe intense. That's a great description.
You know, for some people it's not intense, and then for some other people I'm just,
oh, is that true?
Yeah. And then for me I'm just like, oh, I'm trying to survive here.
Does it make it harder that there are people who you're like, oh, it's too intense for, or it's not, sorry, not intense enough for?
I just don't really care if that's there's good. People there that don't find it hard. I'm just like trying to survive on my mm-hmm. own. But basically, maybe when I got here I was just like slightly excited for it, but I think the classes here kind of drain you, and mm-hmm. I don't really find enjoyment in it that much. Though, like, I guess the specific field I'm studying, which is like HCI, is less about
human
the
computer interaction. For those who don't know, see, I'm smart too. But, you know, I know things.
Which is like less CS intensive, is more enjoyable to me because there's like more psychology to it, which I find it more interesting. Rather than just like pure math and pure computers and stuff.
I was gonna say, why stick with it if it drains you?
I mean, of course, good job opportunities. Like, let's be honest, mm-hmm. there's a decent market. I mean, kind of, because like tech companies have been firing people like all over.
Right. When you went to see other schools, were you going at each of them with like, oh, I'm gonna study computer science at every one of them?
Actually, no. I visited some other schools intending to, like, I think when I first applied, it was first for computer science for all of them. Mm-hmm. But for some other schools that I was looking at, I was, like, intending to switch out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were the other options elsewhere?
I was looking at, like, Boston University, and I think some other options were, like, UMich.
Well, I meant, like, for major.
Oh, major?
Like, yeah, what would you have done elsewhere?
Oh. Maybe I thought about film, civil engineering. I think about a lot. I really do like buildings and stuff. I don't know why. And I like trains for some reason. Mm-hmm. So,
so your roommate is also a computer science major.
Yes.
Did that make it more, and this, you know, you stayed with the same roommate for 2 years. Did that make it more difficult or easier when transitioning?
As in,
or, like, if you're struggling with work, like, or if you're taking the same classes, or, I mean, it might make it easier if you're watching your roommate, like, fall apart and you're doing well. I don't know if that's...
Okay, yeah, so, like, I guess the first year is more like, let's see. Like, definitely, I didn't see him as struggle as much. Mm-hmm. So that kind of made it, like, slightly hard on me, but I think over time I got used to it. I'm like, yeah, there's people that are going to be better, and I just have to do my own thing. And we're taking more similar classes, but it's still like quite different. We only take like, I think, one class in similarity and or like in common, and then the rest of the classes are different. So it's like either way, we're gonna split off and do our own thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, why don't we get back to some more music, and then we'll chat about some more things. How about that?
Of course.
All right, so this next song is Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant. I didn't know elephants can sing. Okay, that's a horrible joke. I can't even. John's not laughing. All right, here we go. Was Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant. We're doing songs that are weather related here today on the Eli Show. You were gonna say something?
No, I got nothing.
All right, I'm here with John, and he's got nothing. John, is there anything that you did in high school that you aren't doing here that you wish you could, like activity wise, club wise, is like.
I used to do a lot of tech in high school. So like I managed basically what was like the tech crew / stage crew for like drama productions in high school, which I don't really do any of that here. I mean, there's like clubs like AB Tech and then other clubs, I think like CMU TV, which do very similar things, but I've not tried to go for them. So,
Well, the one thing you are doing here that you did that you definitely did in high school was drink coffee.
Of course.
Wait, did you drink coffee through all through? Was it all throughout high school?
Pretty much.
When did you start? Like, what's ninth? Like, I don't know, ninth grade.
Yeah, I think so. I think really? Like ninth grade. Yeah.
Any time before that?
I don't think so. No.
So literally right at high school, you like started drinking coffee.
Yeah. So there's like, the story was like, I remember this perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was this coffee shop near my high school, and I would just like. Me and my friends would walk to it now, like, back then, like, almost daily. And so I was like, this is, like, the first time I'm going to, like, a coffee shop to get, like, coffee. Or, because I've been to Starbucks and stuff, but I would go and get, like, I don't know, the Frappuccino or whatever. And I'm like, this isn't really coffee. This is just, like.
Wow, I'm a little hurt right now. It's my go-to beverage.
So I went to the coffee shop, and then I'm just like, you know what? Serve me this or whatever. And they give it
to
me.
Did you say that?
No, I said, give me a latte.
I feel like you would. I feel like you'd go to a place and be like, just surprise me.
I've done that.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You actually, I want to give you, before we keep going, I want to give you credit because you encouraged me to befriend the people at La Prima.
Oh, really?
They know my name now.
That was me?
Well, you encouraged me to do
I encouraged
that,
you?
You told me that you were going. You'd come back and you'd be like, I had a conversation with this guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So sadly, that guy doesn't work at La Prima anymore.
Okay.
So I, I don't even know how we became like quote unquote friends. Like I don't know what the relationship was, to be honest. It was very, very customer barista or whatever.
Yeah.
And so so like we just started talking one day, and then like I think he would see me every morning because I had an 8 a.m. class, and La Prima would open at like 7 a.m.
You had an 8 a.m. class?
This was first semester of first year.
What was it? Now I'm curious.
I think that was like Calc 1 recitation.
Oof. Okay. Well, it's one day. It's not like every day.
It was like Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, 2 days. Oh, yeah, that's bad. Okay.
So I would be like the first person at La Prima in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Because he just started knowing my order, and I was just like, oh, okay.
He made it the night before.
And then eventually he would ask for me for my name, which is like John. But then John isn't spelled like John or like my John.
Right.
Right? It's like J-E-A-N. And then eventually I just corrected him, and then I like kind of stuck with him.
Hmm.
And then we just started talking, and then he would tell me about like, I guess his life.
That's cool. Did you share about yours?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm like, how are you? He's like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm just like suffering here.
Oh my goodness. Okay, wait. Take me back to this, the coffee shop in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, I guess going back to that coffee shop, it would basically be like, the first day I went, I was just like, oh, I want a latte. And I was like, damn, this is pretty good.
Okay.
Like, yeah, right? Like I always like, I would get coffee from my mom or something. I'm like, yeah, this ain't good.
That's the same with me. I mean, sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but like I got coffee from her and not a fan.
Right? I would taste it. I'm just like, I can't do this. And then, but then I go to the coffee shop. I ordered this latte and I'm like, this is really good. And then we started coming back. I kept ordering the same thing. And then eventually I was just like, I'm going to change it up. And then I kept changing orders and stuff. And eventually they started knowing my name. They knew my order and stuff. And I was like, the barista knew me there as well. So
it's like here. So you touched on this a little bit, but your passion for film, you said your passion for photography came from your passion for film.
Yes.
So where did the passion from film come from?
So I think this was like during, I guess, quarantine. There was like not much to do, and I needed to like fill in the
right.
time. And you know, people played games. I played games there. People did other stuff. I don't know. You basically try to do anything you can as much inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well, I'm going to watch some movies and stuff. And I kept watching. And then I got into like this rabbit hole of just like, I guess, more foreign films or like more, I guess, older films as well. And I'm just like, okay, the history of film is very interesting. And, you know, it kind of like reflects on certain events that happened throughout history. And then I would talk about this with, like, that one specific teacher I might have mentioned earlier. And we kind of just, like, hit it off talking about, like, what, like, this movie means, what this movie reflects or whatever. And it kind of stuck with me. And, like, maybe I don't watch as much movies as I did back then just because, like, you need to find the time for them. And I was doing it almost, like, daily. I would go to school, like, online through Zoom. And then after that, I would take a nap.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, three movies throughout the night.
I like watching the movies while on Zoom.
Well, I could do that, yeah. I would play games while on Zoom.
Okay.
You know, something to tick the brain or whatever.
Right, right.
And that's pretty much it. Like, I just kind of like watching movies, and I don't know.
Yeah, is anyone else in your family passionate about film?
No.
Just you?
Just me. Actually, maybe I'm my brother, but it's like, we have very different tastes, and I wouldn't say my taste came from his. I don't know.
Yeah, what were you doing? What were you in like passionate about before film? Because it's like we got photography. We're going backwards. Photography, film. What's going on before?
Let's see. I don't know. I just played a lot of video games. That was mostly it.
Video games is a passion.
Yeah, yeah. It would just be mostly video games. Like, you know, coming back from school and then playing with friends, and then you know you get your mom scolding at you for not studying or whatever.
Is it difficult having these like passions that not really anyone around you is can really relate to?
Sometimes. Even back in high school, my I guess like they were not very similar to some of my friends, but I kind of just found like communities online, and I kind of read what they had to say and stuff, and I felt pretty satisfied with that for now.
Did that come from, like, the gaming, or was it just, like, you were like seeking out more people to kind of bond with over?
I think I would say I'm just chronically online. Okay. So yeah, I seeked out for people to look and bond over these things.
How much older is your brother than you?
11 years.
Wow. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like an only child with such a big difference?
Actually, yeah.
Really?
Well, like.
You smiled.
Well, it's more like, I think this is like the first time someone has said something like that.
Okay.
Right? Because the first time he went off to college, I was like in first grade or kindergarten. So then like, it's like those 4 years of him studying and then I'm basically just home, well, like technically alone with like my parents. And then after that, after he studied, I'm already like going to middle school or whatever. And then he's going to find a job. So he's going to live like out in the States while I stay in Puerto Rico.
Hmm. Do you think that like helps you, like, do you think that gets you to be closer with your parents when you're, you know, you have such an age gap?
I actually don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
Hmm.
Just because, like maybe it could be, but it could also be just the effect of just me being the younger child. I don't know.
Do you think that you being the younger child is reflected in your personality?
I hear a lot about, like, younger childs or younger children being spoiled. Maybe I am, like, more spoiled than my brother, but I hear about, like, more, like, horror stories.
Horror stories.
Yeah.
What's the horror story?
I don't know. Like just like you see a younger child walking around and they're like maybe 20 already, like my age.
Okay.
And then they just act.
You're 20 already.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. That's like something. But okay, go on.
Right. All right. So, and then they're like 20 and then they kind of act kind of entitled, like they deserve something they want. I don't know. This is just like maybe me looking at media or stuff. I don't know.
You don't find yourself like, well, I wasn't gonna say entitled, but you don't think that there's anything about being a younger child that like is reflected in your personality.
Yeah, I feel, I'm not sure if like, I guess this would depend on how people see me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a lot of people could see, like, you know, a lot of people try to guess that they're the only child or the younger child or they're the older child by the way they act. And I'm not really sure how people see me in that regard. Maybe sometimes they guess only child. Not sure.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, Puerto Rico and everything and that's going on, but I feel like we just need some more music.
Of
I mean,
course,
we,
yeah,
we always could use some more music. So this is actually we'll play two songs. So I'll just play them and then we'll be back. We're gonna be back with a game. We got a game. You like games, right?
Of course I like games.
Yeah, it's not a video game, but it is a game. So we'll be back with a game. Stay tuned to the Eli Show.
Comes back to you, so you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Better than ever, cause your umbrella, umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming home and like like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Camry, cause you're drama candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
That was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Before that, you heard After the Storm from Cali Uchis. So, as promised, we've got a game.
Yes.
But first, support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, we are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, it's for you, John, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, it's time for this game.
What is this?
All right, you're from Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
Why did I say right? I know that.
That's oh, yeah, yeah.
This game is called Puerto Rico or Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a category, and you got to tell me. You got to choose.
Okay.
Puerto Rico or Pittsburgh. I might ask you why. It might be obvious. This is very stressful. I've never been to Puerto Rico. I've been to Pittsburgh.
You've been to Cuba, right?
I have been to Cuba.
Yeah, it's kind of similar.
Okay. if you say so. But all right, let's go first category. So actually, since we're doing songs about weather, first category is weather.
Let's see.
I'm gonna write these answers down. I'm gonna keep track.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Puerto Rico.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not expect you to say that.
Yeah, I didn't expect myself to say that either.
You want to change your answer?
I'll keep it for now. Let's see. Pittsburgh weather has more variety.
Sure.
Right? There's winter and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of the winter now. I hate it so much.
Is it? Did you have to get go shopping for coats and stuff?
When I first moved here, yeah.
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 Wow. That's funny. Okay. The next category, airport. What's the confused man?
I'm so confused because I both don't like them. Actually, Pittsburgh. Maybe Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Ooh, yeah. Pittsburgh takes that one. I promise this isn't planned. This isn't one of those things that we planned that we'll get to the end and it'll be everything will be back and forth. you know what I mean? Do you want to elaborate on the airport?
Well, Pittsburgh's airport is bigger and it's more spacious and it has more restaurants, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I got this. Public transportation.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah. This okay. is a clear win.
Okay. Good. All right. I got this one. Food.
Puerto Rico.
Ooh. Was the confidence there? Why Puerto Rico?
I mean, have you seen Pittsburgh?
Okay.
It's just all fried stuff. We make fried stuff as well, but I've seen five fried chicken shops in Pittsburgh. Why do I need this much fried chicken?
Fried chicken is good. Don't hate on fried chicken.
It's good, but I don't need this much of it.
Okay, fried chicken was a category. Which way would it go?
If it were a category?
Yeah. You're thinking about it.
I don't know. We don't really make fried chicken as a delicacy or whatever, okay, a dish.
Sure.
we'll cook it from time to time, but...
Oh, man. Okay, that was so funny. Okay. All right. So far, it's neck and neck. Wow.
No, wait. I have something else to say about food here.
Okay.
Right. There was one Puerto Rican food shop here,
mm-hmm.
and then they closed down.
Where was it?
I think, near downtown.
Okay.
Right?
Did you go?
Yeah, I would Uber Eats it.
Mm.
And then I tried it a couple times. I'm like, damn, this is pretty good. This is back home, right? And then they closed down. And I'm like, I'm back to fried chicken.
Come on, man. All right. I'm going to be having fried chicken tonight. All right. Coffee. This is an important one.
Actually, this is a hard one.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to give me, an easier one while you think about that one?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Beaches.
Wait, that's a clear answer. Puerto Rico.
Oh, because okay. Puerto Rico. I mean, hey.
Well, you're gonna swim.
I was surprised by that one.
You're gonna swim in the rivers here.
You could. I feel like people would do that on those excursions they go on during orientation.
Oh yeah.
You went on one.
Oh, I went. Yeah, I went on a tour of downtown. I think. Mm. Yeah.
How was it? Didn't you say it was hot? It was too hot.
Yeah, it was really hot that day. And it started raining, so then it got humid.
Doesn't help that you had jeans, though. This man wears jeans in,
Yeah, I wear jeans every weather season. I'm not changing that.
That is how your name is spelled, Gene?
Gene.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Coffee.
Oh, we're back to coffee.
He's staring
okay.
at me. This is radio. We got to talk.
Oh, right. So,
you want to play another song while you think about it?
No, okay. Actually, but can we do a tie on this one?
Tie?
Yeah. Can we?
So lame. Okay, fine.
I have reasons for my tie.
Why is the tie?
Well, Puerto Rican coffee is really good, but then in Pittsburgh, I get to have like different types of coffee, while in Puerto Rico, I get to only have Puerto Rican coffee.
What do you mean different types of coffee?
Because Pittsburgh doesn't really like make their coffee. They just like roast it here, but they ship it from different countries.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, interesting.
But like in Puerto Rico, you only get it from Puerto Rico.
Okay. That's interesting. That is actually, I'll give that time. That's a fair reason for time. Okay. So far, Puerto Rico, I'm trying to count. I can't count three. Okay. Puerto Rico has three. Pittsburgh has two. It's really close. Summer. Oh, wait. I wanted that to be like the last category, but I didn't write it in order that I wanted it. So I kind of messed up. Okay. Let's come back to that one.
That's, okay.
This is grand finale. Pictures you've taken.
Oh, I see. In my preference, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Okay, we're back tied. It's almost like this was planned. I didn't want this to happen, man.
Like, well, it's like, I guess like Pittsburgh. I like seeing buildings a lot. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of buildings, and then Pittsburgh has like more different architectures.
Sure.
Right. While Puerto Rico is like, once you get out of the city, it's just like mostly mountains and a lot of natural landscape.
All right. So the tiebreaker. And the reason I'm gonna ask you a follow-up question is, but the summer, that could be vibes, it could be weather, it could be things to do. I don't know.
You know what? I'll give it to Puerto Rico for summer.
Ooh, Puerto Rico. Wait, that surprised me. We're gonna talk about this in a sec, but you wanna elaborate?
Okay, so like I stayed in Pittsburgh for the summer, right? I think you
that was the question. I'm gonna go back to my thing because I wanna ask you, like, you didn't go back home to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I stayed in Pittsburgh in the summer. Well, I think I had like a lot of fun staying here, but I feel like, I guess depending on like the vibes itself, like Pittsburgh is very hot and very humid, but that's like not much other to it. Like when it comes to weather, right? Mm-hmm. And then in Puerto Rico, it's hot and humid, but you also have the breeze. Like, there's, like, a different feel to it. Like, you don't, like, when I go out in a t-shirt in Pittsburgh, I'm sweating my, like, I'm sweating, like, way too much. And there's nothing compensating for it. But, like, when I go back home outside, I'm, like, I might sweat a bit, but there's, like, a lot of wind, a lot of summer, or a lot of beach breeze, right? So then it still feels nicer. But I would say that, for me, there's more to do in Pittsburgh.
Well, why did you stay in Pittsburgh for the summer?
I had some classes to do, and I TA'd a class, and then...
Oh, yeah, how was that?
That was really fun. I really like TAing, but don't know if I would do it, like, in a semester, because, like, that just means, like, more time commitment for stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, what point do you make that decision to stay for the summer?
I just knew, like, well, like, first I needed to get some classes, like, done, or, like, I guess early. Get ahead, basically.
You wanted to get ahead. This wasn't you needed to. You just like.
Yeah, it was more like I wanted to get ahead, and then, I guess like if I stayed in Puerto Rico for the summer, I wouldn't have been doing much, like honestly.
That's interesting. So you wanted to feel like you were doing something.
Yeah, like I wanted to be like at least feel somewhat productive.
Did you go to New York during the summer? Or did you stay in Pittsburgh? Were you in Pittsburgh the whole time?
No, I did not visit New York in the summer, I think. Yeah, I did not.
No, you stayed in Pittsburgh the whole time.
Yeah, and I visited in August. That's, like, right when summer ended, like,
that's
I visited.
That's funny you said that's when summer ends, because I would say summer goes to, like, September. I'm still having summer vibes. I mean, yeah, but that's me.
To me, summer ends in August.
Okay.
Right? And then, I guess that was because, like, my high school would start in August or whatever, and... right when summer ended and I finished like my classes, then I went to New York for like a week, but I actually went to Puerto Rico for a week as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Puerto Rico takes the win, and this is kind of funny. I'm gonna play a song from Puerto Rican Lin-Manuel Miranda from In the Heights to celebrate Puerto Rico's big win on the Elias Show. This is When the Sun Goes Down from In the Heights.
When the sun goes down, you're gonna need a flashlight. You're gonna need a candle.
I think I can handle that.
When you leave town, I'm gonna buy you a calling card.
'Cause I am falling hard for you. I go back on Labor Day.
And I will try to make my way out.
California. So we've got the summer.
And we've got each other. Perhaps even longer.
When you're on your own, and suddenly without me, will you forget about me?
I couldn't if I tried.
When I'm all alone, and I close my eyes, that's when I'll see your face again.
That it? Oh, okay, that's it. That's When the Sun Goes Down from In the Heights. And John, I forgot to ask before the game. What's the biggest difference between Puerto Rico and Pittsburgh?
How people talk. Well, like, okay, number one, language, right?
Okay.
We're not speaking English back home, so.
Okay.
But the way people talk here is very... You know, people are not trying to insult each other, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
But, like, people are not trying to insult each other back home. We just have, like, very strong way of saying things.
Right.
Right? Like, it's like that thing where you, like, change language. Your personality kind of changes with it. Hmm. It's basically that same thing.
That's interesting. I've never really thought of it like that. But I only do speak English. But I wanted to ask you, like, I feel like some people are extremely outspoken about, like, their heritage or where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with me that you're not the kind of guy who, like, walks around and makes it clear that he's, like, from Puerto Rico every single day?
Yeah, not
wearing the
really.
Flag on your shirt.
Not really. I mean, I am proud of it. I just, like, you know, growing up, I guess, like, online, you meet, like, different people that from different places and different cultures, and I guess, like, I never really grew up with, like, this strong sensation of, like, yeah, like, if I go back home, I'm like, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican, yeah, mm-hmm. right? But then I go back here and I'm like, well, yeah, like, I feel stronger here to be Puerto Rican just because there's less of me, right?
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's see, like, I don't really see Puerto Ricans, like, that much walking around SCMU or at, like, Pittsburgh in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, like, I guess, like, my feeling of being Puerto Rican is stronger just because of that, because I'm like, oh, I guess I got to represent in some way. But back home, I really don't have to do that. I'm just like, well, I'm back home. Like, everyone else is Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican. We're just, like, one of the same.
So it's not really, like, a conscious thing you think about.
Yeah. Mm. I guess it's just, like, there. But I am quite proud of it, so.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. I'm actually curious. What's it like after, like, a hurricane?
Oh.
Tell me about that.
So I don't know. I don't think I have, like, the best, like, experience with hurricanes, as in, like, I don't think I'm the best person to talk about it just because, like, we go to CMU, right? We're, like, all privileged in some mm-hmm. way. And, of course, like, we've been granted a lot of opportunities and stuff. And so what the hurricane affected me, of course, is not the same for everyone else back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had, like, I had it better off than like most people. Like a lot of people got their houses blown away and stuff during hurricane season and stuff. But I've never really had that experience, so I don't know what it's like.
Any friends who had that experience?
Unfortunately, no. Fortunately, yeah, of course, they didn't have any houses blown up, but we all went to like a privileged high school, so.
So you were like kind of surrounded with people who were more similar to like the experiences you had in with regards to like hurricanes and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we did have like I guess like a family friend or just like a friend of my mom's that stayed over because her house got blown away, and so we had her stay over the house for like a couple months. Right.
Do you think it's like more difficult like sympathizing with people who've been like affected pretty worse?
I'm not sure if it's like difficult to sympathize. It's more like I'm just gonna put it to a way where like I'm not really gonna have that same understanding, right? Because I've always had like a roof over my head,
right?
So when I do see it, I am saddened, but I don't get like the emotions they will get, right? I don't know.
I just wanted to remind everyone they're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM. It's the Elisha Show, songs about weather, talk conversation about weather related things. It all ties together, John. You can listen online at wrct.org and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728. John, why don't we play another song and then get back to our conversation?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. This is, well, first of all, okay, I've had more John approved songs today than I thought I would have. The last one was not a John approved.
Yeah, I don't think that was John approved.
All right, we had the Beatles was John approved. The one before was John approved. The one before, actually, that portion of the show is John approved. This one's definitely not John approved. This one's After the Hurricane by Jasmine Sullivan, but it is Elisha approved. So we're gonna hear it right now.